See, I can look at Brock and I can tell Brock Lesnar still believes inside him that he is the baddest man standing in this room. The problem is, Paul, you don't think that's true anymore, do you? That's why, as of this moment, Paul, I'm no longer talking to you. I'm talking to you, Brock. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna walk down that aisle and step into this ring and try to prove to the world that you are Brock Lesnar, the beast? Or are you just gonna stand up at the top of that ramp looking for Heyman tell you what to do and prove to the world that you are Brock Lesnar, the bitch? Wow.
I don't believe any two superstars can generate the type of emotion among our fans than these two men.
Really?
You're listening to Smack Talk Radio Live.
The best there is.
Hey, yo.
The best there was.
I may have got knocked stupid, but I think there's still some people cheering out there.
And the best there ever will be.
Your source for news.
When I look around that locker room, the only true challenge I have left is ending the streak.
Views and opinions on everything wrestling.
Now think about that. I slapped Vince McMahon in the face.
Oh my God, they're going to the top of the cage.
From the big leagues to the local scene.
The Bollywood boys, we don't take the SkyTrain.
Now.
I was handed nothing. I busted my ass and I sacrificed for this business.
Here's James McDonald.
And you need to learn to worship the ground I walk on.
Really?
And Corey Callahan.
I'm the host of it and you're not. Now you get out of here right now.
My microphone constantly cuts out.
It doesn't matter what you think.
I'll stop you right there. I'm already sick of hearing you talk. You egomaniac.
It's time.
Sunday, May 19th, 2013, the best in wrestling talk radio back on the air. And yeah, we're proving it. This is Smack Talk Radio Live. My name is Corey Callahan, sitting next to the guy that everyone thinks about, James McDonald. How you doing, James?
I'm doing great, buddy, as always. I gotta say, happy as always to be sitting here breaking down everything Extreme Rules today with you on the show, by the fans, for the fans. I say it every week.
Switching it up, trying something new here, James. Smack Talk Radio Live, broadcasting live before tonight's big pay-per-view, WWE Extreme Rules. Something we've never done before. Hey, what do you think? Good idea or not?
I like it. This could be a future thing that Smack Talk Radio Live does.
Well, you and I were just talking about it before the show started, and we decided that we're actually finally living up to our name, Smack Talk Radio Live. Although James came up with a better name possibly for our show, and that was...
What, Smack Talk Radio Podcast?
That's right. This is a much better idea. Well, it's good to be here. This is going to be something very interesting tonight. We got a lot planned. Big pay-per-view happening tonight. If you're not aware, Extreme Rules from the Scotts Trade Center in St. Louis, Missouri. I don't know. Are you amped for it or not? It's hard to tell. I got some thoughts and opinions on it, as I'm sure you do.
Absolutely.
And we got a special guest joining us here in a little bit as well. We'll get to that. But let me remind everyone before we get started, www.smacktalkradiolive.com. Like our page at facebook.com/smacktalkradio. And hey, we're on Twitter, at SRL Radio. And if you haven't done so already, if you have an iPhone or an Android and you want to listen to this show while you're driving around, working out in the gym, or walking the dike, you can hit us up.
Walking the dike, I like that.
At Stitcher.com.
We also have an email, onair@smacktalkradiolive.com. I plug this thing every week. Now, we've been plugging on our Twitter and everything about our email and our Twitter, sending us opinions, getting involved in the conversation, because like I say, this is a show by the fans, for the fans, and We actually got some emails this week, Corey.
Very, very interesting.
Finally.
And they also have a chance to win a WrestleMania 29 Blu-ray. I went out and bought one for myself, and I bought a couple extras for the show. Figured we'd be giving them away for anyone that sends us an email.
What a great guy you are.
How can you not want to send your thoughts to OnAir at SmackTalkRadioLive.com?
Exactly. Just for the pleasure of listening to Corey or I say what you want to say live on the air. I mean, that alone should do it.
Now, it's also a really... It's also a big show for more than one reason for us tonight, James. And, you know, we've got a lot of news with our radio show. We're going live here tonight, talking Extreme Rules. But our show's also expanded technically because I bought this awesome MIDI controller.
I didn't even think you were going to mention that on the show. But yeah, no, it's...
I'm going to tell you right now. This is going to bring our show to all new heights.
It's a great little invention. Looks really neat, too.
Yeah, if you see it, it's really cool. But really, James, the thing worth mentioning here is, like, I can do things like just play an audio clip at any time. Like, for example... Oh, that wasn't very loud. There we go.
We're still working out the kinks. I mean, it's not a perfect system yet.
Well, I guess I'm gonna have to kick it up a notch.
No, it's a cool little box. I mean,
Hold on. Okay. I'm gonna kill the music here.
Okay, kill the music.
Music was ending anyways.
Okay.
Right?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure, thanks. All right, here we go. The new MIDI controller. It can play clips such as
Ryback rules.
Oh?
What do you think?
Nice, I like it.
Or how about this one?
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you!
I like that one even better.
Classic. This is going to bring our
this
show to new heights.
This is going
to
be fun.
We'll get to it. All right, James. Extreme Rules. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I'm probably not as excited. Well, you know, honestly, I remember last year going into Extreme Rules. Mm-hmm. The hype and the excitement for it wasn't... really that great, wasn't really that high. Aside from the John Cena and Brock Lesnar match, of course. I mean, the hype and excitement, it kind of felt like it does mm-hmm. now, this year. But then, I mean, coming out of that pay-per-view, it was such a great pay-per-view last year. I don't know if it's going to live up last year's show this year.
Well, I'll say this. It's been an interesting 6 weeks since WrestleMania. Do I like it? Do I not like it? There's a lot to talk about. You gave your opinion, I'm holding mine, because we got to play a little music off the top here, James.
Okay, let's play some music. We haven't heard enough, so let's play some more music.
Well, we have a classic segment on our show on Thursdays. It's called Tale of the Tape. I figured we'd do that tonight.
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Look at Dean Ambrose now. He's flat out getting crazy.
John Cena picks the leg. Round the STF. STF.
By the middle of the ring.
Is it? Rollins and Reigns. Oh, come on now. And now the 3-on-1.
Well, I think this means that John Cena wins this thing, but it's going to be a hollow victory for this beat.
It's time for the Tale of the Tape.
Played that through your new MIDI board. Nice.
I feel a lot better now.
Do you?
I just got to play that music. It gets me into it. It gets me amped. Extreme Rules tonight, James.
All right. Let's get excited. Let's get pumped up.
I'm right
there with you.
Now, look. Here's the deal with Extreme Rules. Am I particularly excited for the lineup? No. Am I ordering the pay-per-view? Yes. Here's one strength that the WWE has with tonight.
What's that?
We are 6 weeks from WrestleMania 29. I think that 6 weeks has really helped this show. People want to see a pay-per-view. It's not typical that we get 6 weeks in between pay-per-views.
Okay, that being said, are you of the opinion that the build-up for the matches on this card has been good enough with the 6 weeks that they've had?
No, I think it's been... Sorry, one sec here, James.
No worries. No, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but maybe... I don't know. With the 6 weeks that they've had, I thought maybe some of the programs could be built up a little bit better. I mean...
I do. I agree with you on that.
Ryback, John Cena being the number one,
you.
Right?
Here's my thing. It's Cena, Ryback as the main event. I personally don't really care about this match. I could see the interest.
I care about, I said this on Twitter. I care about the payoff, but I hear what you're saying.
No, I mean, a lot of people right away would be like, well, Corey, how can you not even be interested in the main event? And the truth of the matter is, as a fan, I'm not big John Cena and Ryback fans. So I'm not particularly 100% invested in this.
Not here yet.
However, there is a big question here, and that is Ryback actually going to defeat John Cena and walk out of Extreme Rules as the champion?
The question is just the direction they're going to go in. Like, are they going to take the belt off of John Cena 1 month after beating The Rock for it and succeeding in this huge redemption story that they built up for him? Or are they going to give another loss to Ryback and further diminish his already tarnished mystique?
There is a credibility factor
Yes,
here.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can't have Ryback lose again on the pay-per-view. If you do, it just kills momentum to me. But at the same time, you just had John Cena come off WrestleMania 29 beating The Rock. The torch was passed. Are you actually going to remove the title off this guy 1 month later or
exactly.
6 weeks later?
That's the big question. And that's the only thing that interests me in this whole thing. The whole Ryback turn and his progression as a heel character and his whole Ryback Rules slogan that he's trying so hard to get over. It's just, none of that is really hitting home with me. But again, the payoff for this program and to see kind of the direction that the WWE is going to go in, that's really what interests me.
James, tonight, I'm giving my official prediction right now. Ryback will win, and it will be simply because he says this.
Ryback rules.
I'm just joking. I wanted
you
to say
it. You just wanted to hit the button. Let's be honest.
That's not my prediction. I just wanted to use the new MIDI controller. All right, listen, James. You and I, we're here for the next hour talking Extreme Rules. Really, let's be honest. We're best of friends, but I really can't stand talking about wrestling with you.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
I totally agree.
So I figured
it's mutual, my friend.
I figured we'd go out and bring a third party into tonight's pre-show.
Well, that'll just make everything better.
Absolutely. And this guy, I'm bringing him on, James. Is there a better guest for Smack Talk Radio Live than this guy?
No, and I'm very sad that I missed this guy in New York, so it's awesome to talk to him today.
Let's not waste any time. We're talking Extreme Rules tonight with Brian Socha from Philadelphia. Brian, are you there, my friend?
Yeah, I'm here, Corey. How you doing, buddy? Who's that other guy there? James? I haven't seen you in so long.
I missed you in New York.
Hold on. When the champ's talking. I heard that you didn't want to come to WrestleMania because you feared me. I heard you thought we might go toe-to-toe in the center of the ring or something.
Oh, jeez. I got one half of the chick magnets cutting a promo on me here. I'm shaking in my booties.
Brian,
how you guys doing?
Good, man. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Yeah, we
unbelievable.
Really appreciate it.
No, it's my pleasure. I love coming on Smack Talk Radio. You guys are just so much fun to talk to every time. It's just, you know,
right.
A couple fans sitting around and just BSing. So
that's right. That's what this show really is all about. I mean, there's a lot of shows out there, and some people claim to be experts, and the wrestlers even themselves claim to be experts. We don't even claim to be that at all. Really,
not
this
even,
is, we say it every week, a show by the fans, for the fans, and really that's what we're doing here tonight, giving our thoughts and opinions on Extreme Rules. I got to admit, Brian, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on tonight's big pay-per-view.
Well, you know, here's the thing, man. I got some thoughts on it. I've been always following wrestling, probably more than a normal person would, but for me, that means a little less than I should. You know what I'm saying? I usually am on top of it all the time. The last couple of weeks have been pretty busy at work. I've got some interesting announcements that will be forthcoming. We'll tease you with that.
Oh.
But I have to say, going into these picks, man, I don't feel as prepared as I should, but I have some great ideas. What do you want to start with? Because I caught you guys talking about, what was it, the Ryback match here?
We were talking about John Cena Ryback. We both have kind of agreed that it's not the most exciting main event to be on tonight's Extreme Rules, but we can both understand the significance or the possible importance of this match.
Well, let's start with this before we even talk about that. Do you consider this the main event if it's the title? It's the question I have. Or is the Triple H...
Well, I questioned that a couple weeks ago, and James shut me down immediately saying it was Ryback Cena. I said the same thing as you, Brian. Let me just put that out there.
I still think... I'm still sticking to my guns. I think it's going to be Cena and Ryback in the main event. I mean, that's the way I would book it, but I can see...
Well, I'm a firm believer in saying that the title should usually be the biggest thing on the card. You know, and then you put Triple H Lesnar in the main event. You can have people screaming on the internet, "Oh, the boss put himself in the main event over the title." You know, it's always going to be something. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. I thought it was an intriguing, either way, I mean, argument.
I could see Triple H, Brock Lesnar being the main event. I think it really depends here on, well, okay, here's why I don't think Triple H and Brock Lesnar will be the main event. Because the possible finish is a little too obvious for me. That's why I can't see it being the last match. There is a certain mystery in the air when it comes to John Cena versus Ryback tonight, because really, it could go either way. And to me, that's why this match is last on the show.
No, I think that makes a great point. I do also believe that it could go either way. I think that if you break it down, I heard the very tail end of what you guys were talking about when your producer called me. And I don't know. See, I have so many mixed emotions about this match. Last man standing. If you look at it, Cena got the title, I think I heard one of you guys say, and it was a big match. WrestleMania. He finally got the title from The Rock, you know, heavily publicized match and stuff, so he's on top. Mm-hmm. So they're going to make him lose the title this quick. That's the first question you have. And the hard part with that is that you want to say no way, but there's so many things pointing to that he may do it because, I mean, look, I think Cena loses the title tonight. Let's say he loses. Is that going to hurt John Cena? I don't believe it's going to hurt him one bit.
No, not at all. Not one bit.
So, exactly. It'll help Ryback a little more than it would help Cena. Now,
this would be the seventh pay-per-view. Sorry. This would be the seventh pay-per-view Ryback loses in a row if he loses tonight.
I don't think he wants to destroy finish. I always say that with the story ending, you know, I don't think that Ryback should lose because I was just saying before, too, Cena's also got the injury going in. That's heavily publicized. So, again, Superman's hurting a little bit, and everyone is well aware of that. So if you're a fan watching, a casual fan, you're thinking, okay, you know, I know he's hurt going in. So it's not like you're totally just killing Superman John Cena. He's got a little thing going against him. They planted that in your mind. So I think it's not going to kill Cena if he loses. And it all depends, though. You know, if it's the start of a feud with these two, if we're going to see more of them together, then Ryback should win. I mean, there's no other ending in my book. Logical thinking and, honestly, I think a little bit of lack of an alternative, too. I think Ryback's their guy right now they're going with, and that's what they're going to have to do.
Okay, let me start with this. And, James, you answer first. If John Cena loses the belt to Ryback tonight, does this place less importance on John Cena's victory against The Rock at WrestleMania 29?
No, I don't think so at all. I think they did a good job building up the redemption storyline with John Cena and The Rock heading into WrestleMania, and he got his redemption. I mean, that was kind of like the climax of the story between the two. If he loses the title to Ryback this afternoon, I don't think that takes away anything from the victory that he got over The Rock at WrestleMania. I still think it's that special moment, and it's still the climax of that redemption story that they built up for him. So,
would you agree, Brian Socia?
Yeah, I wasn't even going to make those points, but they're very good points. I agree with James, because I think, too, that to think about history of wrestling, we never even think about it like that. We're just thinking about it like that now because, hey, you know, it's the thing to do. But whoever says, well, this guy won the title from this guy, but then he lost this quick to this guy, so that devalued the former title, it's too much. You know what I mean? It's like, that's a question that's so out there that I mean, it's fun to talk about, but I don't think it's going to matter in the grand scheme of things, business-wise. And I think that,
Brian. Let me ask you this. Doesn't it kind of piss you off as a fan that you can pretty much do whatever you want after WrestleMania is over, because what people will remember is WrestleMania? Because that's what I feel like's happening here. I feel like we're having, you know, Fandango versus Y2J, Cena versus Ryback, Brock Lesnar, Triple H, and it's the pay-per-view after WrestleMania, and it just feels like you can just kind of do whatever you want, and people are going to look back and remember this period of time as WrestleMania 29, not as Extreme Rules, because, for example, like Brock Lesnar, Triple H, here we come tonight, the third match in a row. Shouldn't the match of all matches for these guys be at WrestleMania 29? And now we're coming out of that with a rematch. And really, what should be remembered here? WrestleMania 29 or Extreme Rules?
No, I think you got a great point there, too. How old are you, man, if you don't mind sharing your age?
How old am I? I'm 29.
Yeah, if you don't... Okay, 29. So you remember this. We're close in age. So you remember when you're a kid playing... I don't play video games much anymore, but like... Sega, and you'd be losing, and they would hit the restart button. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what WrestleMania is, dude. It's the restart button every year.
And you're okay with that?
And I don't think the
You're okay.
What's that?
You're okay with that?
Are you there? Did I lose you guys?
Yeah, that's okay. Are you still there?
I'm okay with that. It's not that. I'm not. No, yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely, Brad.
Yeah, you're still there.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, technical problems.
Live radio. Okay, I love
that's
it, man.
That's right. I love it too.
All right. So, right. I am. I'm not okay with it. But I'm just stating how I see it. A lot of times I think people get that confused. A lot of times I just state how I see it. I'm not really okay with it. I would be cool. It's fine to restart, but they should have thread some of the same stuff and some of the storylines. Even just a tip of the hat to something. They should definitely mention things and pay attention to them.
Okay. Let's go back to John Cena Ryback here before we move on to the other matches. So John Cena versus Ryback. James, I'd like to get your thoughts on have you appreciated what they've done since WrestleMania 29, or are you still on the fence as to how they've sold this pay-per-view? I mean, really, seeing a Ryback, aside from Lesnar and Triple H, is the selling point of Extreme Rules. Are you liking what you've seen?
Well, I think my opinion is I think the WWE has done the best they could with what they were given, because the whole incident with The Rock getting injured and not being able to continue, because I think they were relying really heavily on The Rock being featured at Extreme Rules. And when he wasn't able to do that, I think they had to kind of accelerate plans with Ryback and push him up against John Cena. And like I've said before, and like I said at the top of the show, I'm not really sold on the whole Ryback heel progression and his Ryback Rules quote that he's trying to get over. But I think they've done the best they could with what they've got and what they've, you know, what they could work with.
I disagree. I think this could have been way better than what it was. I firmly believe that Ryback is the wrong guy to be facing John Cena tonight. I much would have rather preferred to see Mark Henry, the guy who beat Ryback at WrestleMania 29.
It would have made logical sense, yes.
Yep.
Oh, Brian's got something to say here. Well, Brian, what do you think about that?
I'm just listening in here, man. Yeah, you're 100%. I mean, look, it's Cena versus Ryback. It is what it is. I'm not going crazy doing backflips over it, but, you know, I'll watch. But the Mark Henry thing, that, what we were just talking about before, that would have made a little more sense. That's one of the times where it could have made more sense. You know what I mean?
So why did they go with Ryback here? What is the reasoning behind it?
I don't know, man. Do you feel like maybe they're going to turn Mark Henry? Do you think maybe at some point they didn't want to...
I think the
that would be the stupidest thing they could do, in my opinion. No, Mark Henry is the perfect monster heel.
That's what I do. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I need to make that clip.
Yes,
that's what I do. I want to put it on
for
my
your
MIDI
board. Yes.
Okay. Look, here's what I think. This is why I think they've done what they've done, and that is because I think they knew CM Punk was going to head into a holidays after WrestleMania 29. They also know that the Undertaker, he's disappearing post WrestleMania. I think they kind of thought to themselves, look, we need to bring a star up to the main level here. We need to take someone that's not typically in the spotlight and put him in the spotlight. I think, and this is probably months of thinking together, that Ryback was that guy. Immediately when The Rock got injured at WrestleMania 29 and they had to scramble for the Monday Night Raw the night after, I think they kind of went into panic mode and they were like,
big time.
Okay, we were talking about which guy to go with. Ryback, well, we got to push him sooner than later, so let's figure this out and let's figure this out now. And I think that's why we are in this Ryback versus John Cena situation, because they had big plans for Ryback. They may have had to hurry it along a little faster than they wanted to.
They wanted it to be a little bit more slow or a little bit more gradual, I think.
That's what had to happen.
They had to accelerate plans. And again, it all goes back to like what I said. The Rock, unfortunately, he got injured and wasn't able to.
I think that it's a bit of a mistake because you have John Cena who is the champion, but people, and again, I've said this before on shows previous, we're in the minority here, but I think the more hardcore fan doesn't want to see John Cena as the champion, and then you turn Ryback heel against a guy that no one was really cheering anyways, and we're kind of left in this conundrum where it's like, okay, we understand this match, but at the same time, we're not gearing up for it, because we don't really care about either of these guys right now. Does that make sense?
A little bit.
I know. It's hard to
listen. Hold on. Hold on. One more thing. Sorry. If they would have invested, I agree with what you're saying. If they would have invested more time in this, though, I think we'd be a lot better off. Because I think it's almost like you just like. I feel bad, man. I kind of feel sad for WWE because I feel like this match, if they invested into it, could have been a nice, solid main event for them, and I feel like they're using it as a match that, like you're right, I think you kind of said something like this earlier, it's a match that's there. It's cool, but they could have really built this nicely.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like it's been rushed along because they've kind of had to? I mean, let's face it, you have to agree with me, Brian. They were in scramble mode, maybe not anymore, but they were in scramble mode at one point. I feel like they had to push this along because of that. Would you agree?
In scramble mode? Yeah, I guess you could say that. I mean, you told me I had to agree, so I kind of have to, or I'm a jerk.
No, you don't. You don't at all. In fact, it's better radio if you don't agree.
I'm messing around. Well, then don't ask me. Don't say you had to agree. I felt bad if I didn't. I feel like I do. I know what you mean. I can see the scramble mode thing you're saying there. I do agree with that. That's why I love listening to you guys. I'm like calling you. Make a lot of valid points.
Yeah, I don't know. We literally just think of this on as we go. I mean, there's rhyme or reason to it.
Top of our heads.
Top of our heads.
It's my life. It's whatever comes next. Right?
Okay, so we're going to move on from the main event of Extreme Rules. John Cena versus Ryback. Before we get to our official predictions here, let me just say this. Am I watching as a hardcore fan? Yes, because I would be very surprised to see the belt come off of John Cena, especially after beating The Rock at WrestleMania 29. I could understand why they do it, because this is a bit of a time where we need a new star, and putting the belt on Ryback, making people care about Ryback with the belt, it's a good move to me. It's a good move. So could I see it going on him? Yes. Now, what happens here tonight? I think Ryback takes it.
Okay, so that's your call. Your call. Ryback takes it. Brian, what do you think?
Well, at the Brian Socia on Twitter, TheBrianSocia on Twitter.
I didn't approve that plug, by the way.
It's all about social media. It's all about social media. You got to get the plugs in. You know,
we didn't approve that. We did not approve that.
I approved it, so you be quiet.
Seriously, I think you almost have to go with Ryback here. Like I said, Cena's kind of bulletproof. He's got the injury to play on, and I think it's just logical thinking. You know, like I said, we'll go with Ryback. Unless it's a kind of weird screw ending. I'm just saying that's not necessarily what I want or I would do. That's what I'm seeing happening, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. James?
I got to go with John Cena, boys.
John Cena?
Yeah, I'm calling John
Cena.
Yeah.
This is why we make good co-host partners, because he's not smart like I am.
No, it's the other way around, actually. But no, I can't see them taking the belt off of John Cena 1 month after this big victory over The Rock.
I could see that.
Plus, he's got this ankle injury. I mean, it is a legit injury. It's probably not as serious as they've built it up to be, but I mean, he does have this injury, so they could probably use that to play on, you know, he Super Cena overcoming the odds again. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be some kind of schmoz finish like he did with Batista back in 2010 where he used the duct tape.
Well, quickly here. We haven't even really talked about the Shield. I was just going to say, we haven't even really talked about the Shield's involvement with John Cena. And that's something we should definitely mention, because the Shield and John Cena have had a lot of interaction in the past few weeks. And there's a very good chance that that Ryback and the Shield could be involved by the end of tonight. And, you know, John Cena possibly getting screwed by the Shield, giving Ryback the title, it's a very real possibility. Would you agree?
Are you insinuating that Ryback's going to become a member of the Shield?
I'm insinuating that Ryback could become champion because of the Shield, and what that means, we'll go from there.
So that would just be WWE continuing to use them as a plot device then, as opposed to...
Of course. Well, that's what they are here.
Pretty much. Even though they're the best thing going, they're just a glorified plot device. But
okay, but that is a very real possibility here tonight. The Shield and Ryback joining forces, screwing John Cena, fighting for this injustice.
Well, maybe
that still
not maybe
no
not joining forces, but maybe the Shield could come in and cost him the victory or something.
Okay. But it's worth mentioning.
Sure. No.
All right.
It's not within the realm of impossibility.
Now, while we're on the Shield, what do you think about the tag team match? Quickly, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins taking on Team Hell No.
Oh, I think the Shield is definitely going to win, become the new tag team champions, and I'd like to see Kane and Daniel Bryan maybe break off and start going, you know, becoming singles competitors again. I don't know if they're gonna feud themselves. I mean, that would be a good feud, Daniel Bryan and Kane. But mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen them wrestle before. It's nothing new. But I definitely think the Shield's gonna win, become the tag champions, and whether or not Team Hell No breaks up or you know, and they go their they go singles routes, that remains to be seen, I think.
Brian, do you have any quick thoughts on this tag team match for the titles?
I got quick thoughts. I think the question that you need to ask yourselves, and everybody needs to ask himself, is that you say Shield definitely going to go over Team Hell No and become the new tag team champions. I could 100% see that happening, especially if Daniel Bryan says something about today's date, May 19th, that could drive Kane crazy. Nobody got
very interesting. I get that.
Yeah. Well, that was a horrible attempt at a joke, but maybe they'll do something with it.
Probably not.
I think they should, though. I think that Kane and Daniel Bryan, they've had a pretty nice little run, and I think it's just time. I think Shield takes, and I think the Shield kind of help get them, propel them to the next level, and maybe, you know, we'll just see more great matches. We'll have like a Hell No chasing effort, or it doesn't matter as long as the Shields win. But I think you also need to ask yourselves, I don't think that match can stand alone. I don't want to get ahead, but Dean Ambrose versus Kofi Kingston, I think you got to look at that match too. Those matches fit together, and I think that the Shield should win all those belt titles.
It's good to move to that, because I agree. I think this, by the end of the night, we're going to see the Shield standing even taller than they usually stand, if that even... example?
But. I mean, what better than to put belts around their waist to propel them up to that next level? I mean, they're the
looks
best.
Good on
I mean, we've said this before on our show on previous weeks. The Shield is the best thing the WWE has going right now, hands down.
So you're not making them look weak here tonight?
No way.
The Shield's night. Tonight's the Shield's night.
Yeah, I agree.
Should be a flashpoint in the Shield's career where when they talk about what propelled them, they should May 19, 2013, if they do this correctly, should be a night that will be mentioned when we're looking back 15 years on the Dean Ambrose documentary. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man.
You got to somewhat feel bad for Kofi Kingston, though.
I mean, you know what, dude? It is, look, Dean Ambrose gains nothing by losing to Kofi. I'm sure Kofi knows that. And could this be the start? We talked about Kofi doing a turn. Maybe him losing, maybe him getting screwed, maybe this could lead him going away for a little while and he gets the turn, comes back fresh.
Something.
It could be a win-win-win.
He needs something, yeah. He's just, Kofi is just as stale as, you know, three-month-old crackers.
Did you ever see his heel character? Did you ever see him do a heel character? He did one in Massachusetts for Chaotic Wrestling.
No, I didn't, actually.
It's really good. I think he has some clips. If you go on YouTube and type in, it's probably either Chaotic Wrestling. I love those guys. They're going to like that plug.
Yeah, but...
And you type in Kofi Kingston heel promo, and he's in like a schoolyard cutting a heel promo. It's really, really good.
That would be very interesting to see. And actually, we've interviewed him before, and I've asked him straight up, have you ever wanted to just turn and go the other way and not, you know, not be a face?
I think that'd be the best thing for Kofi.
It's
the
needed.
The guy needs a new coat of paint.
He does know it.
Yeah, he does
know it. He could do it. He's a pro, too. If he wants to make that turn, he's a great good guy, but I feel like when he turns bad, I feel like he can make that turn. It'll be very effective if they let him do it.
Absolutely.
I think he'll get over even more. I think it'll be some of the best work of his career.
The part I feel bad about, though, is the fact that, he's not even a month-long champion here?
Well, he's your, you know, he's your perennial transitional champion. He's never held a title more than 3 months. So. Yeah.
All right. Okay. That's enough time spent on the Shield. We all know it's going to be a big night for them tonight. Unfortunately, one of the victims, Kofi Kingston, possibly Daniel Bryan and Kane. Let's move on to the second main event, I guess you could say, and that is the steel cage match involving Brock Lesnar versus Triple H. It's the third time these guys have gone at each other, and that is worth mentioning because that does kill a bit of hype for this show, I would think. At least in my eyes, it does. I can't say I'm super excited for this match. Possibly because Brock Lesnar doesn't really do it for me anyways as a fan. And just the idea that these guys are going at it a third time. Now, we introduced this idea that Brock Lesnar destroyed Triple H's office.
That was cool. That was very creative. I like when WWE does creative segments like that.
I thought it was a very good segment.
And just having Brock Lesnar destroy stuff is what you really need to have him do. That's the best way
actually,
you can use Brock Lesnar.
Guys. As a nice aside on that segment, did you know the guy that got pie-faced by Brock when he tried to stop him? That guy who works for WWE, I guess, is also going to be one of the guys that I'm wrestling coming up in my last ever wrestling match on June 1st for the Right Coast Pro organization.
Say
he's
that.
One of the guys that I'm... Yeah.
You're wrestling this guy?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, my six-man, the chick magnets are coming back to wrestle the...
Well, we were
going to
get to that
magnet
near the end. We were going to get near that.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to jump in.
No, no. Let's get to it now. Let's get to it now.
I really don't want to spend a lot of time on it. I thought it'd be a nice piece of trivia that...
No, that's cool.
Or upgrade Mike Reed, and the guy you saw that must work for WWE is a guy for, I guess, Triple H's office staff.
Huh.
His name is Michael Blake, and then also this guy, Billy Bax. And it's going to be, you know, us three, Michael Tobin, Mozart Fontaine, and Brian Socia, and one night only engagement, Newark, Delaware. It'll be a lot of fun, man. I think it's going to be...
For those who don't know, Brian Socia... is...
I don't even know those that don't know. The entire world knows, man.
Listen, buddy, you're not that famous. This is Vancouver we're
talking about. When I swivel my hips, brother, all the women come up flying towards me. Let me tell you what.
Yeah,
I'm the guy
sure.
of good looks, the wizard of sideburns. Let me tell you something else. I'm a showstopper and a panty dropper. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
Remind me not to introduce you to my girlfriend, I guess.
Sorry, that was Chick Magnet, Brian. You should talk.
I know, yeah.
One.
So
hold
you're
on.
Making your big return. And let me just quickly say this. Brian Socia, he was on Monday Night Raw as just one of those throwaway guys. But still, you were a throwaway guy. How good was that, Brian? Tell us that story, man. Quickly, tell us that story.
It was just a good time. It was years ago, and I did a SmackDown for them. I did a Raw for them, and I did a pay-per-view for them. And I did, you know, just being around and did some other stuff. It was always cool. WWE's always been really a class act company. They've done nothing but treat me well. They've done nothing but take care of me. And I just can't say enough good stuff about them. They really did when I used to do that. But now being a journalist, man, I got to be real. And that's why I kind of speak how I think, because I want to help the product and I want everything to be good. They're good to me, so I'm trying to be good back. That's my way to do it.
Let me just say this, even though I joke and say throwaway guy. You're not. It's, you know what, dude? You being on Raw and SmackDown, that's making it. That's it.
More than I've said, they just filmed me for a documentary that I'm going to be involved with called Wrestling with Disaster. And they came in and filmed some interview footage with me. And I told them that, honestly, I just wanted to get into a ring. Like, that was my dream as a kid. And,
that's
really,
cool, man.
And
very
I just
cool.
wanted to bounce off the ropes. And then, you know, I get into WWE, man. It's the best thing, man. I've never felt prouder of something, and I never can't believe that I've had the ride I had. I've done very well in the indies. I work with a lot of guys that are awesome. So,
well, I hope there's going to
be fun. June 1st.
Yes, June 1st, and I was just going to follow it up by saying I hope that there is some online footage where we can watch you make your return. And I can't wait to see you and Michael Tobin in the ring together. We've had Michael Tobin on our show before.
Oh, yeah, that's how you guys do know Michael Tobin.
Yeah,
that's
right. That'll be very cool to see you guys. I hope that gets online somewhere or some way.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. I'm sure they'll put some stuff up. I'll let you guys. I'll get you a personal link, VIP link.
All right, well, as much
all
as...
All right, let's get back to the pay-per-view. Enough about me gyrating.
Well, he already gave you way too much time. We shouldn't have even given you that much time.
I know. I would have spliced it in half. What are you thinking?
All right, Brock Lesnar, Triple H. We got to move on here because we're getting it close for time. So let's just go down our quick... If you have a quick thought about Brock Lesnar, Triple H, with your prediction, go ahead, James.
Brock Lesnar, Triple H... Honestly, I don't know why they're doing this match again. Triple H at WrestleMania, he got his revenge. Everything was even, Steven. After this pay-per-view match, they're going to be right back to square one. And as far as I'm going, Brock Lesnar's got to win this match, because if he doesn't, it's the biggest waste of $5 million or however many million dollars they pay for Brock Lesnar that the WWE could, you know, could do.
Brian Socia.
Two words. Brock Lesnar. Definitely Brock Lesnar. I mean, there's everything James just said. It's a waste of money, if not, unless they have, again, we never know. Anything can happen in the WWE, but, you know, we'll wait to see if they have something else planned to swerve us a little bit. But unless that happens, Brock Lesnar should be the winner. Just my thoughts.
I totally agree. If Brock Lesnar doesn't walk out here as the winner tonight, it's done. It's done.
His mistake is gone.
But that being said, will it end my life? No. Will I get on the computer and comment all night that, they do not, the WWE is clueless, they are so stupid? No, I'm not going to do that either. So
let's talk about
other people might.
Quick thoughts on this, and we'll go to this match now because we're not going to spend a lot of time on it. Randy Orton versus Big Show. Very interesting because Big Show, for some reason, I feel like he could be much bigger than he is. I really enjoy what Big Show does.
The way I feel about this match is I think this is honestly a stepping stone for Randy Orton to move on to bigger and better things. I think they're going to start utilizing Orton a little bit better this year. as you know, as you've been seeing on the Raw past couple of weeks, Monday Night Raw, he's been looking really strong. He's been picking up some big victories over Antonio Cesaro. So I think Randy Orton's going to win this match, and it's going to be a springboard to better things further on in the year.
Hmm. Brian Socha, do you have any quick thoughts?
Yeah, really quick. Orton, Big Show. The match that I keep saying to my buddy is just, no disrespect to them, but it's just kind of there. Two bigger stars that are positioned big in WWE, just kind of there. Big Show wins. If they're still going to go ahead with that turn, you talk about Orton going to bigger and better things, I think soon the heel turn should happen. That was been talked about for God. Come on, I think I was told it was supposed to be in January they're going to turn him. They never did. If it is true and they're going to go with one, then the win-loss record is not going to mean anything. You know, it'll only help Big Show to go over and Orton to go down. I mean, especially if he's going to do that heel turn. Lead to bigger and better things.
I totally agree. Okay, let's move on to this match. And something we had seen on Monday Night Raw, and really to me was the best part about Monday Night Raw this week, was the opening segment. And
I'd have to agree with you there.
And here's something that's interesting, because you look at Brock Lesnar and Triple H, and really it's a rematch from WrestleMania 29. And yes, at Extreme Rules, you do get rematches from WrestleMania 29. But I mentioned Brock...
At every Extreme Rules, you get rematches from WrestleMania.
Don't ruin this for me, James.
Oh, sorry.
Going somewhere
I didn't
mean
to derail you. Continue.
My point is that there are some you're looking forward to, and there's some you're not looking forward to. But for some reason, as stupid as it is, I'm looking forward to this. And that's Fandango versus Y2J Chris Jericho. Let's have a listen.
I was not defeated by that clumsy atrocity of a man. That crowd knew nothing of talent. You people here in Tulsa might not like me, but you have to respect my performance as an artist.
So with that being said, do you feel confident that you will defeat Chris Jericho tonight?
I don't think I know I will defeat Chris Jericho, because as long as there's a Chris Jericho, there will be a better man, and his name is Fandango.
Well, there you have it. That's Fandango and Chris Jericho happening tonight. I can understand what you're saying, Corey, about how you're excited to see the rematch about this. I think Curtis has done a very good job with the Fandango character. The mannerisms and just the effort that he's put into the character has, for me, really kind of sold me on what almost feels like an old school character kind of from the past. But I don't know. Do you kind of see where I'm going with this, Brian?
I do, but I keep picturing how you would look dressing in the Fandango suit, doing the Fandango.
Oh, I'd look awesome, man! Doing the dance and the little having Summer Rae. Hey, just to have Summer Rae hanging off me, buddy. That would help. I would put anything on to have Summer Rae hanging off me. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're right, dude. I think it's definitely, he's sticking to the character. It's a throwback. He's doing a great job with it. I'm a huge fan of it. I think Fandango should win, because he's going to stay around. I don't know how long Jericho's planning to be around. I don't know how long the feud's going to go for. That's going to tell the outcome of the match, in my opinion. But I mean, think about it. Fandango won at Mania, so WWE might give Jericho his win back, right?
Well, that's what I think is going to happen, definitely.
But here's the problem, man. When you give a guy his win back, they're now at the same level again, so nobody gets bigger than the other guy. If they're going to do it, they got to commit. Like, he's going to beat him twice to show there's no mess. It's not even. It's like, one guy's better than the other. You're not even.
You know what,
when
though?
If somebody the win back, it kills me.
To me, though, it doesn't matter who wins or loses this match. I'm fine either way. It really has no bearing who wins this match to me. I'm interested in it.
Well, I can see what Brian says here. The victory here would be more important for Fandango than it would be for Jericho. But, I mean, how many times have we seen WWE go with the parody booking route, right? Mm-hmm. So, that being said, I honestly got to call Chris Jericho in this match. Again,
I agree.
One.
Oh no, you're saying Jericho.
Yeah, I'm calling Jericho in this match. Number one, my first reason is because they'd like to do the parody booking, and Fandango got the victory at WrestleMania, so you'd kind of think that, you know, Jericho would pick up the victory now. Mm-hmm. Plus, Jericho hasn't had a victory on pay-per-view in quite a long time, probably almost over a year.
Mm-hmm.
So he is due for one. And I mean, there's only so much that beating Chris Jericho will do for you if Jericho all of a sudden loses credibility. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I take that back. I'm not saying Jericho's going to lose credibility or has lost credibility in any sense, but.
Yeah, he's not going to lose. I don't think Jericho will lose credibility. I'm glad you took that back because my jaw hit the ground. I'm like, yeah, I had a lot of respect for you until you said that. He took it back.
I don't.
I have
no respect for him.
Well, we know that.
For real.
Yeah.
I think you're right about that. But Jericho, see, like you said, you spit the words out and you brought him back. Because Jericho's not going to... It's going to be hard for Jericho to lose credit.
No, yeah, this exactly.
This is all about Fandango. I mean, that's it.
It's so good.
I don't want to get mad at me.
But, Brian, let me ask you this, Brian. You're a wrestler. I want to ask you something here. You got a really solid opinion, I'm sure, on this. And to me, Fandango is going places. And... it's everything he does as a wrestler. Every little movement he makes in the ring, every little pronunciation of word that he throws out there, he's put careful thought into it. Do you see the same thing that I see in Fandango? Do you think he's going places?
I see Fandango going places, but I don't see... I do. I see the character going places. I think it could. I think he'll tweak it along the way. And I'm not one that likes to throw out wrestlers' real names and stuff and act all smart, but I think Johnny Curtis is going to go places in wrestling. I think whether it's Fandango or not, the guy has a lot of know-how. He's been around for years, mm-hmm. and he gets it. And like you said, little subtle things. For instance, I love it. When he beats somebody down and spins the microphone like a top before he walks away, little subtle things that make the difference. He does the little things where you know a guy's going to be a star. Watch Biggie Langston, same thing, going to be a star. You can tell by little mm-hmm. things they do.
And a lot
and,
of...
And I think...
The thing with Fandango is a lot, you know, some people would say, well, he'll never be champion with that gimmick. And, you know... that may be somewhat true, but Fandango has this ability, and I can see it coming from a mile away, that he could tone down the Fandango and bring up the Johnny Curtis in a very, very subtle way that would just blend in, and people would really... It's kind of like when John Cena dropped the prototype gimmick, you know? It's just like a slow fade away, and you bring up this serious wrestler.
I totally agree with you.
That could happen with Fandango.
One thing I think they need to do with Fandango is they need to keep showing this kind of cunning that he has, you know, this cerebralness that he has. Like, the whole segment on Monday just showed, you know, the kind of cunning that the Fandango character had,
mm-hmm.
where they played up the whole angle with Summer Rae hurting her ankle, and it just turned out to be a big work.
Okay,
so, let me down on Jericho. I like that, and that's smart. That's showing that the character is smart. It's showing that he thinks, and I think they need to keep doing stuff like that to really get Fandango over.
Guys, if you look, I mean, think of Gold Dust. When he first came out, people were like, no way he'll ever do anything. He didn't win the world title, but he was IC champ, had a nice run. It's all about, he can definitely bring the Johnny Curtis up. I think that would work well, too. But I think he's smart enough to know what he's doing, where he can almost play off of the homophobes around, the homophobes, and then he can kind of like the old guys did, and switch it. And then he'll be taken seriously because he's the ruthlessness. Yeah. Thank you. I'm on the air. I'm paid to talk. This is great. I'm stealing money.
Okay, let me bring up possibly the most important factor here tonight. And this could be the night that we really see Summer Rae shine through. Summer Rae, that's like an oxymoron.
But is Fandango even going to come out with Summer Rae?
Too. What are you watching?
No, but this could be the night of Summer Rae. Let's be honest here. She was great on Monday. What she did, faking the ankle injury so Fandango could, you know, throw off the whole dance competition. First of all, let me say this. That whole opening segment on Monday Night Raw was brilliant. I think it went 4 minutes too long, but I think what they did was awesome. I really enjoyed it, and I didn't even see it coming. And I typically... can foreshadow those types of things.
No, I agree.
But
with
Summer
you.
Rae faking the whole ankle injury was gold to me.
Just the
and
whole,
that really solidified Summer
Fandango.
Rae.
Her and Fandango were good.
I think there's big plans for Summer Rae here. And tonight could be one of those nights where she could possibly cost Chris Jericho the match.
I think that remains to be seen, but...
Why? How come? You don't think she's showing up tonight?
I don't know. That's the question that remains up in the air, I think, is which dancer he's going to come out with Fandango. I think the WWE really likes to have that other girl with her, with him, because mm-hmm. she's an actual trained dancer.
The dark hair girl?
Sorry?
The dark hair
yes.
girl?
Yes, yes.
Okay, look at
I like her better than dancer. You guys are talking about
oh, I disagree.
I disagree. Like her better as a dancer. I'm looking at the dance moves, and when she comes out, man, I think she could do a nice Texas two-step, maybe possibly want Tootsie fast. I think she's very talented, and I enjoy watching her dance. I don't care about her credentials. It's like watching, you know, the way she twirls. Oh,
so this is about dancing for you and not actual WWE talent.
He just said he just likes to watch the way she twirls.
Come on. Listen, Summer Rae is the next Tori Wilson. Okay. I'm saying it right now. Summer Rae, next Tori Wilson. Wow. She's going to be huge in the WWE.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm not going there. I'm not going there, buddy.
Why? You disagree with that?
I remains to be seen. That's all I'm going to say.
What is it? Would you want to be an actress? No, Tori was pretty successful, but I don't know, man. A little early for that. You just kind of threw that out there. You could at least brought her up the ranks. You could have called her like the next, I don't know.
Hey, like the next Oksana.
Yeah.
Listen,
buddy.
The next Sapphire. I don't know.
Socia, I am a credible news source. I break news. Yeah, I'm cutting his mic right now.
I'm cutting his mic.
I'm breaking the news. Summer Rae is going places. Tonight, you're going to find out. I call that right now.
I don't care if you're breaking news or breaking wind, man. You know, it's fine with me. But all I'm saying is that you...
I got this mute button right here. It feels really good right now.
Honestly, I think that, you could have a point that could happen. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm just saying that's like a huge assertion for one night, man. Jeez. Yeah.
We'll find out. We'll find out.
But I'm all for guys. Like, I love that you just threw it out there because, none of my friends will ever do that. I'll pick guys and I'll be like, star to B, big night. So I love that you did that. So I hope it comes true. I'm hoping it comes true now. I'm on your side with this. You've changed me.
Oh.
Now we do this.
Hey, do you want to know why? You want to know why I'm right tonight?
Why are you right tonight?
Ryback rules.
Oh,
that doesn't even work
God.
There. See, Socia can't hear it. But Socia, I bought this MIDI controller, and I can play sound effects at a moment's notice.
He's like a 12-year-old child.
I'm like a 12-year-old with this thing. It's like I can just play anything right now. It's like, hey, James.
Hulk Hogan, we coming for you.
So good.
I didn't hear it, but I'm happy I did, so it's not good.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I wish I had one of them.
Yeah, I'll show you what it is. It's really cool. Regardless, let's get to the last part here. We're tight for time. Let's get to the last part here, and I want to play this right off the top. And very interesting news.
Hit order on the pay-per-view.
Well, yeah.
I'm talking to my assistant Woodrow. Go ahead.
Hit order, yeah. Listen, let me play the clip first, and then you can rant all you want. We're talking Dolph Ziggler getting a concussion, heading into Extreme Rules.
What a shame.
What possibly was the match that everyone was looking forward to, the triple threat ladder match, has now been changed to... I don't even remember who's wrestling. That's how good it is.
It's an I Quit match between Del Rio and Jack Swagger. You better remember that.
All right, let's hear the clip first, and then we'll talk about it.
First, you kick my boyfriend in his beautiful face, and then you try to take the easy way to his title? Classic Swags. Yeah, you shouldn't be rewarded for what you did. You should be suspended. You should never get another shot at the title. You should be fired, Swagger. You should be fired right now. Fire him, Teddy. Fire him now.
Hey, nobody asked you to come out here.
Wait. Everybody quiet down. Quiet down. Come on, guys, back it up. Now, let me make myself clear. Dolph will not be stripped of his world title.
What?
But instead, at Extreme Rules, Jack Swagger, you will face Alberto Del Rio in a number one contender's I Quit match.
There you go. So what do you think?
Well, I'm kind of confused as to why they didn't keep the ladder match stipulation.
It's a very interesting decision. And they changed
it to an I Quit match. I mean...
Okay. I mean, here's the thing. When you have a ladder match with Dolph Ziggler involved, it is a big deal. Everyone else comes up to Dolph Ziggler's level. I don't need to be a genius to figure that out. Dolph Ziggler, he is the attraction to this ladder match. Is Alberto Del Rio is Alberto Del Rio doing it for me in a ladder match? No.
Are either of these guys? Are either of these guys doing it?
But Dolph Ziggler did.
Guys,
this is our show, Socha. This is our show.
Hold on, this is important.
I'm joking. Go ahead.
Did you ever? I know you are. Did you ever think that maybe it was Ziggler, it was Del Rio, and it was Swagger, and then when Ziggler got hurt, that might be the reason they changed it. I mean, let's think a little deeper here.
Of
maybe
course.
Because, like you said, it's a Ziggler match. I just interviewed Ziggler, and he was telling me that I believe I said something like, why would Del Rio pick the match that he picked? And I think that might have been part of the story to it. Del Rio picked the match because it was a ladder match, and it's kind of Ziggler's match. So maybe that's why they figured, like you said, it might not be as good with Ziggler, and the actual storyline or the ending or something they had planned maybe had that storyline woven into it. Just a thought.
I understand. What I was getting to was, I think the reason why they changed this match was because Ziggler's no longer involved, and he was the star attraction to this match. That's really what I was getting at. I was just going the long way to get there.
I totally understand that, but I'm saying from a logical standpoint. I don't know. I try to watch wrestling from a logical standpoint, which is really not what you should do a lot of the time, but but that's just kind of where I'm coming from.
Okay, so are we okay with the match that's now happening tonight with Jack Swagger versus Alberto Del Rio in an I Quit match?
I gotta say, this is not the match that I'm buying the pay-per-view for. It's not the match that I'm pulling $50 out of my pocket for.
Why did you not put Big E Langston in Dolph Ziggler's place?
That would have been interesting. I never thought about that, actually.
Wouldn't that have been an okay idea?
Yeah, I would have been fine with that.
Here's the other question I have about this match. We don't know how long Dolph Ziggler is going to be out for. So we are putting a number one contenders match out there tonight at Extreme Rules with, I would think at this point, no clue of how long the current champion is out for. Is that a smart move?
Well, maybe they feel that the concussion isn't as serious as... I mean, I don't know. Maybe they do know. Brian's interviewed Dolph here. Maybe he's got a better idea than we do, but...
What do you think, Socha?
I'm kind of lost here. I'm at a better idea. What are you talking about? About what?
Do you think is it smart for the WWE to go out and... is it smart for the WWE to throw out a number one contenders match, not knowing possibly how long Dolph Ziggler is out for?
Basically, is it smart to keep the belt on Ziggler?
Yeah, yes, it is. At this point, it is. I mean, if they're doing the 30-day rule or whatever they do, if they look into that. But I don't think it's a big deal because I don't think WWE would go into this blindly. They either know more than we know about Ziggler. You know what I mean? Maybe it's just not released yet. Just because they know doesn't mean they have to release to us right away.
Exactly.
You know, they can do that in their favor.
Okay. So Let me ask you this. Is it a work? Is this not even real, or is it real?
Well, the concussion? I don't know. I think that while that would be interesting and intriguing, but in today's environment with head injuries and what we've learned and how they just donated that money to the sports legacy and stuff, I don't think they would mess with a head injury
think it's a work at all.
I just thought the fact that they showed the instant replay on Monday Night Raw in slow motion of Dolph Ziggler getting kicked in the head by Jack Swagger.
I just found
that interesting.
You never know, man. But I doubt it. It would be intriguing. But I doubt they would want that kind of negative publicity. But I've seen other things happen, too, so who knows?
Look at me.
You know how much the WWE just loves negative publicity.
Yeah. I don't know where this match goes tonight. It is a big question mark.
I think Del Rio's going to win. That's pretty obvious, I think, anyways.
Del Rio's got to win.
Yeah,
if Swagger walks out the winner,
look, man,
I'm going to be.
Man, I'm sorry, I just want to say real quick. If Ziggler is not ready to come back, they'll find a way to either keep the title on and do something creative, or they'll take it off and do. I'm sure there's a contingency plan. I'm sure they're not worried.
Absolutely.
You know.
Okay, look it. We're out of time. There was one more match I wanted to get to. The YouTube pre-show. Cody Rhodes versus The Miz. I find it very interesting because The Miz is all of a sudden making this big grand return, which I could care less about. And then you have Cody Rhodes, a guy that I think is becoming slowly the next Dolph Ziggler of the WWE universe. People want to see Cody Rhodes do well. Interesting YouTube pre-show, and actually it started 2 minutes ago. We're now keeping Brian Socha from watching this match.
I'm watching it. I don't care, dude. I'll give you a blow by blow. It's fine. Go.
Okay, quickly, James, we'll start with you. Cody Rhodes versus The Miz, YouTube pre-show. What do you think?
Well, I think it's just going to be a filler match, really. It'll be a decent match. They're both decent workers. I mean, Miz is your perennial pre-show performer, but I think they're going to be The Miz is going to pick up the victory. That much is obvious to me. They've got a lot stocked in Miz, especially now that he's got he's doing movies and stuff now, so they want him looking strong. And I mean, Cody Rhodes is just, I mean, he's getting the Dolph Ziggler treatment.
That great match you had with Randy Orton 2 weeks ago? That's out the window? I thought for sure they were putting him over that match. And I thought, like, the way they were talking about Cody Rhodes, I felt like a push is, like, happening instantly here. Like, you I thought he was winning that night.
It's the seesaw booking that creative's doing these days.
So you think Cody Rhodes loses tonight?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
100%. Ardo Cal disagrees with
100%.
You. 100%. Ardo Cal went with Cody Rhodes tonight.
Wow.
I know.
Good for you, Ardo Cal, but I'm telling you. I'm telling you, Miz is picking up the victory tonight.
Okay, Brian Socha, quick thoughts. What do you think? Nope.
Oh, did we lose him?
No. Are you there, Socha?
Something's
happened.
Are you there? Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, sorry. No, that was my fault.
Oh, Corey's fault.
Well, if you can hear me, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, buddy. Sorry, man.
All right, good. That's right. Miz... probably because he's coming back, and like you said, he wants a grand return. You can't have him lose right away unless they're going to start a feud between those two.
And he's got a film coming
maybe
out.
Some kind of screw job ending, maybe something different, they can continue
Brian,
to have those two involved with each other.
Brian, let me interrupt for 1 second. James.
I'm done.
The film doesn't come out until December. It was a Christmas movie.
Oh, okay. You're right. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, neither did I.
But still, they didn't say he was filming a return.
No, but they said it was for... Okay, I know this because The Miz was filming this Christmas movie literally 2 minutes away from my house. I'm not joking. This whole
Christmas... Did you go down to the shed and stuff, dude?
No. What do you think I am? A groupie? I don't do that
you
shit.
You should have went down there, man. I would have went down there with a microphone and tell her. Like an on-the-beat reporter.
I make phone calls. I send text messages. I say it to his people. Listen... I know you're in town. You want to chat it up? Listen, if you don't get back to me, well, it's your loss. You're not on Smack Talk Radio Live. I don't go down to the set. The set, that's what groupies do.
You put your hat on and says press, and you got your press card there, and pull it on shelf. Say, I'm at the press,
but
and
just,
Dan, he'll stop and give me an interview.
Just so you know, Brian Socha, The Miz, when he filmed Marine 3, he filmed it literally right down the road from my house. It was all filmed in Vancouver.
Cool.
And this Christmas movie as well was also filmed in Vancouver. And... I could name off numerous sets that were going on around town as The Miz was filming this. In fact, our local mall, which is quite a big mall, it's called Coquitlam Center, the people kept posting pictures on Facebook and Twitter about why is the Santa Claus set up in the middle of the mall in the month of April? And that was because The Miz was filming his movie literally in our mall, and they set up our whole Coquitlam Center mall was set up as Christmas for this Miz movie. So
does The Miz become next?
We had a Boogie Nights was filmed
Heather Graham. Yeah. I like her.
It was some Marky Mark movie, but it was filmed in the mall right by us. But that's cool, man. What was the movie Marky Mark was in, filmed at McDade Mall?
At where? Remember? Sorry,
Love with Bones. Wasn't he in that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm screwing it off. Anyway, point
doesn't
is,
matter.
I would run tours. If I were you, I'd run tours when people came to town.
I will, one day.
And take them all through the set.
I will.
I'm talking go.
All right, let's get back to it. Cody Rhodes versus Miz. Socha.
My prediction would be Miz, because unless they're going to do a screwy ending, and it's a pre-show match, they're going to want to show something hot that they can show throughout. Look what happened on the pre-show. You missed it. If you missed it, you missed this. So it's going to be something cool. So
you're probably watching it right now.
Sure. Oh, I'm really not. I'm in the kitchen. Here eating my protein.
And then you're going to... Oh, give me a break. And then you're probably watching it online and then coming to us on the show acting all like, oh, I'm the expert of wrestling.
I'm downstairs. I'm actually backstage lifting weights right now with Ryback, getting them ready.
Nice.
Telling me what's going to happen. So,
nice.
Yes.
All right. Listen, we got to get out of here, guys.
How many books did you read today?
This is the time I hit the song. Right here. Boom. Extreme Rules official theme music. Can't hear it yet.
There you go, James.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
All right, listen. I want to say something from the bottom of my heart to the both of you and James. To both of you, James, and Brian Socha.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian Socha, for coming on our show tonight. I really appreciate it. People don't realize this, but I literally contacted Brian Socha this morning, and I got an email back from him saying, yeah, let's do it. So that's pretty big on Brian
Socha. He's a cool guy. You're a cool guy, Brian.
You're okay.
I love you guys. I love coming on the show. I love listening. It's always a fun time talking to you guys. Know what you're talking about, you know?
Absolutely. And you know what? James and I will. James will definitely agree with me here. You are by far our expert analysis. You are the man of professional wrestling. And Brian, if the WWE doesn't hire you one day, the Smack Talk Radio Live Network is definitely going to offer you a contract.
Jeez, with a shine like that, how can you go wrong?
Well, I'm gonna tell Vince whenever I meet with him one day. I'm gonna say, I got Smack Talk off me, a pretty good deal. You better match.
Do you still have that hat that we gave you?
I have it. Yeah, I was looking at it today. Right before I texted you back, I put it on and texted you while it was on my head.
Wow.
What a guy.
I don't believe that for a second. Well, Socha, let me tell you this. I'm getting some new Smack Talk Radio Live swag made, and when I do, I'm sending you some free of charge.
Oh, you're the man.
I'll even pay for the shipping. But you'll have to pay.
I really appreciate it.
But hey, you'll have to pay for the duty.
You know what? We had such a great time talking with Brian, Corey, that we forgot to do something. Forgot to do something important.
Oh, my God. Viewer emails. Listener emails.
We actually got some, and now we can't even. We only have time to read these freaking things.
No, I'm stopping the music. Hold on. Stopping the music. Listener emails. We never get listener emails. Okay, should we let Brian go or no?
Does he want to hang around and listen to us read emails?
You want to listen?
I don't care. I'm here. I'll listen.
You got Cody Rhodes?
I want to go out, just hang up.
You got Cody Rhodes, Miz.
Well, I'm watching. I'm Dave Dan and I watch it. They're watching the Usos versus the Shield right now on the TV pre-show. Well, no one's got the computer open out here. Come on.
You're a better fan than I am. Okay, James is right. We should read these listener emails. Stupid of me. We are so not used to getting listener emails.
Yeah.
Now, let me set this up properly here, okay? We beg for viewer emails each and every week. I mean, it's pathetic how we ask for them. I mean, the whole reason why we started this show was because we want to create a wrestling community.
Just interaction between
people
fans.
Because you know what? The wrestling fans are not neighbors anymore. You can't go to your next door neighbor at your house and talk wrestling. So that was the whole point of this show. We wanted to use the internet technology to our advantage and bring wrestling fans together. So we have asked people to write their emails in. That is until the day I buy a phone system for this whole show, which will happen. But regardless, you have an opportunity to win a WrestleMania 29 Blu-ray if you send in your thoughts and opinions to onair@smacktalkradiolive.com. And we did receive some emails.
We did.
Unbelievable.
Got three of them.
All right. I'm going to start with the first one. Or do you want to start with the first one?
You start with the first one. I'll read the middle one, and you can read the last one.
We're going to start with Jacob from Seattle. Now, I can't remember when all these emails came in, but they're in the last 7 or 8 days. So Jacob from Seattle says, hey, guys, just found your show after WrestleMania and thought I would write in and try and get that WrestleMania Blu-ray you guys were plugging. Let me start off by saying I don't think this year's Extreme Rules is going to be anything as good as last year's was. The storylines aren't as good as last year heading out of Mania, and the card looks pretty predictable. I'd have to agree with that. Now, I think Cena, Lesnar, Swagger, The Shield, Ambrose, and Fandango are going to pick up the wins on Sunday. Lastly, I have to agree with you guys after that WrestleMania slowdown. It's definitely here. Great show, Corey and James. Keep it up.
Okay, our second email comes from BlazeLord420 from Calgary.
Hold on. Anyone who writes in as BlazeLord420?
You think he uses that for job interviews? Like when he sends your job interviews?
He wrote quite the email here, too, so let me read this thing. He goes...
But thanks for writing.
Yeah, thanks for writing. He goes, my God, what is up... I'm going to be cleaning up the expletives in this, too, as well. He goes, my God, what is up with the WWE these days? Why do they think that we'd be interested in seeing a 3-hour advertisement for their stupid-ass app? It's constant pandering crap like this that totally turns me off the product and makes me want to switch over to TNA. At least Dixie Carter feels like competition is healthy, something that the WWE needs to realize to shake up its stale product. The booking of their talent has me just shaking my head sometimes. Brock Lesnar had better win on Sunday or else bringing this guy in for all that money, only to have him put Triple H over repeatedly is the stupidest move I've ever seen the company do. And then he writes in brackets here, aside from squashing Daniel Bryan in 18 seconds, which is something that we agreed with earlier on the show. Then he goes, as far as Extreme Rules goes, there's no way that's going to touch last year's show, so I'm definitely not going to be buying it. I think WWE's humped the pooch big time with Ryback. They had some potential there, but their constant crappy booking has taken away any luster this Goldberg wannabe ever could have had. Then he goes, maybe I'll pack the bong a few times and stream this show.
That's what you get from Canadians from Vancouver.
BlazeLord420, thanks for the email.
All right. You got any thoughts so far, Socha, or you want me to just keep going?
I just think it's funny that you guys had to bribe people to write you. Like, that's how radio works, too. They don't want to talk to you until you have free tickets, and everyone and their brother's writing it.
Exactly. Well, I bought the Blu-ray myself. I thought the WrestleMania 29 Blu-ray was decent.
The people.
Hey, I got an email here from Brian Socha from Philadelphia. Hey, man, your show is the best ever in the history of the world. I really like what Corey has to say. No?
Not. Oh, my intern sent that? I thought you forgot to send it to him. I'm glad my intern secretary sent you that. I didn't read it. Okay.
Let me get to the real email here. Ty Tweeter, no location. He writes in, it's bad. I hate that WWE turned Ryback just to feed the Super Cena machine. The whole angle would have really worked for me had Cena turned on the fans after WrestleMania. I won the title back for the WWE Universe from the Hollywood Rock at WrestleMania, despite you fans doubting me every step of the way. That was a quote that he had made, and I guess John Cena had spoken that. Anyways, he had followed up by saying, or something to that effect. If they made him a sore winner, talking about Cena, who fought tooth and nail to win the title back for the people, yet no one cared, I could really get behind Cena acting that way. It could lead to Ryback pulling the same Shield sob story, except from a different angle. John Cena, in his quest for gold, didn't care that Ryback had his back, etc. Ryback still being faced had a legitimate reason to be pissed at the heel John Cena. Ryback would be looking huge right now if he had fans behind him. Would you guys have been more interested in the Ryback-Cena program if the alignments were reversed? Good question. Quickly, Socha, would you be more interested in this program if Cena was heel and Ryback was face?
I mean, it'd be a different program. It's hard to even say. Yeah, I guess anything would be interesting. I guess it'd be different. Yeah. Not more or less, whatever.
Mm-hmm. No,
good
I agree.
Point. Yeah. I guess, I don't know.
Hey, it's a listener opinions, and that's all that matters.
No, I find John Cena being heel coming out of WrestleMania something that would be really hard for fans to swallow, so I don't, I can't put much credibility into that. But yeah, like Socha said, it'd be a whole nother, whole nother ball of wax type thing. So
I mean, yeah, you'll listen. Anything they put out there, you should give a chance. So I mean, I'm sure it'll be good. They're both professionals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I hit the music now, James?
There you go. That's our. We finally got emails. We had to read them, man.
No, I agree. How ridiculous.
We never get emails, so it's just we're not used to reading them, right? So.
Okay, Brian Socha, I want to ask you something before you leave here. We talked about your Twitter, or you plugged it without me approving it. But you do have a big return. You are a professional wrestler, and that's so cool. And I've met you and Michael Tobin, your former tag team partner. James has met him as well.
Yep.
I really wish. I can't wait for the day we all get to hang out again, and hopefully that happens next year. But tell me one more time about your big return. What's happening?
June 1st, Newark, Delaware. It's the Chick Magnets, myself, Mozart Fontaine, and Mike Tobin versus these three other jabronis, legendary ladies' men, Billy Bax, Michael Blake, the Upgrade, silly guys behind us, some jabronis. Mike,
doesn't
Green
matter, you're running over him anyway.
We're gonna beat him in the ground, but no, he's actually really good. Upgrade Mike Green, I'm just messing around. And it'll be in Delaware, it'll be a good time. If you want to find out more about it, Right Coast Pro.com, I think it is. I don't even know.
Hold on a second.
Look at one.
I just saw you 6 weeks ago. You didn't look in ring shape to me. Are you in ring shape?
It's funny because everyone keeps asking me questions. You're going to be ready. You're going to be in shape. I do lift weights. And the thing with weights, I'm not really worried about them because they don't fight back. People fight back. And I'm ready to fight when I show up.
There you go. There you go, buddy.
No, I have been training, drinking the protein, and everything else you need to do, creatine, all that stuff, and I think I'm going to be a little more lean than the fans remember. But I'm not in the ring getting beat up and beating people up every day anymore. So I have to look the announcer for it now. So I made the change.
We want to recap when it's all over, said and done.
Oh, the whole world will be talking about it.
Brian Socha, man, listen, thanks a lot for coming on our show tonight. Really appreciate it. And hey, man, enjoy Extreme Rules. You're watching it, I take it, aren't you?
In a little bit, it'll be on, I guess. Yeah, I think, yeah, we're going to watch it.
Well, if you need a streaming link, just let me know.
I don't steal from them. Why would you steal papers from the WWE?
I don't. We're ordering it. We're ordering it.
You wouldn't, but I would never do that because, you know, that's how they make their money. That's just, well, I got to go.
Socha, thanks for coming on, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, bud. See ya.
There you go, James. Brian Socha. Now, listen, before we get out of here, I want to make everyone aware. We had someone sitting in our studio here tonight.
Oh, wow.
Mike Hammerstein Turner.
Hammerstein. The Hammer.
When we did backyard wrestling back in the day, this guy was known as Hammerstein.
Jeez, what did he have? Actually just pull out the B word on our radio
show? What
did
he, what, he go, he went, what, were you 0-2? 0-3?
A superstar in our midst.
Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good.
He's doing good. I knocked over a glass. Okay, Mike, quick thoughts. Extreme Rules. What's your favorite match? What are you looking forward to tonight?
I'm looking forward to Lesnar and Triple H.
Lesnar and Triple H. Wow. All right. Give him your mic, James. Here. No.
Give
okay.
him your mic. Jeez.
All right. What's happening here tonight? Lesnar, Triple H. Quick prediction.
I gotta agree with all you guys.
Really? You can't be that big of a fan.
Well, no, I agree with you. Yeah, that's what I think.
So, what do you think, Lesnar, or you think Triple H is walking out then?
Well, I heard you say Lesnar.
No, I did say Lesnar.
We all said Lesnar.
All right, I was trying to throw you off.
Holy.
What about John Cena Ryback, Mike? Who do you think takes it?
I would go with...
It's a tough one. No, it's a tough one. I'll give you that. It's a tough one.
Yeah.
Do you think the Shield becomes... Do you think Ryback joins the Shield tonight?
I never thought of that.
Can you see it happening?
Yeah.
It's not out of the realm of impossibility.
There you go.
No, there you go.
Any other quick thoughts? Or are you just looking forward to the show?
I'm just going to enjoy it.
Fair enough.
Right on.
Let's get out of here. I'm Corey Callahan.
And I'm James McDonald.
We'll see you on Thursday.
Thanks for listening.